Coming to you from Cary, North Carolina, and Jackson, Michigan, it's the Get Options Podcast with your hosts Adam Silver and Kyle Maurer. This is the show where your WordPress questions are given some serious and not so serious options. And here they are.
Hello and welcome to episode 123 of the Function Get Options Podcast, the irreverent, fun advice show about your life with WordPress. I'm Adam Silver with my friend, my co-patriot, my buddy, Mr. Kyle Maurer. Say hi, Kyle.
Hi, Kyle.
Hi, Adam.
Hey, Kyle.
Hey.
How's it going? What's going on? How's Jackson, Michigan? How's
that place?
How's the mitt?
The mitten. Everything is swell up here, you know? It couldn't be better. We're only the ranked number 3 in terms of like the most severely affected states in the union by this virus, which I'm sure you've heard about. So I would say the bronze medal is pretty good.
Nice. With the Olympics being canceled, you're a shoo-in for the gold. You hope not.
Go Michigan.
Go blue.
Yeah.
Okay, so things are good.
Everything's pretty good for us.
Yeah.
We're not getting out. We're staying put.
How
I was getting out and if I was leaving my house, I would not publicly admit it.
Right.
I would not say so on a podcast, but I'm not.
Okay.
So I've got nothing to hide, but if I did,
how are you getting groceries?
Tell you. Don't worry about it.
Okay. How are you getting fresh eggs?
Let's talk about your updates.
Okay. Wow. Okay. I am going out. I mean, I'm going out as far as grocery shopping, you know, sadly. What's new for us? School starts this week. This recording coming out 2 days ago or in 2 days from now. Depends on how you want to word it. But my boys go back to school finally. I'm so excited for
your
them.
Your boys.
They will have been out for 4 weeks. 3 weeks of, you know, just no school. 1 week of spring break. They go back and they're going to go back for a total of 5 hours a week.
Holy cow.
Yeah. Wow. So it's quite crazy. Yeah, they're going to go like two classes in the morning. No, in Monday. Whatever it is. It's 5 hours a week. It's ridiculous on one aspect. So whatever.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, good. Good. I'm sure you're keeping them busy while you're there. They're helping the old man with some house projects and, you know, family bonding time is like maximized.
Sure.
You guys are probably having like board game nights and board game lunches and family walks, and you're like, I don't know, building things in the garage together, right?
Yeah, go with that.
You know, trading baseball cards with each other.
Do they still make baseball cards?
Gosh, I don't know. I was really into those when I was a teen.
Yeah, I had a small collection of them.
Did you ever collect stamps or coins?
My dad collects stamps to this day. You know that.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, you have to send I still have some for you.
Yeah, you have to send those over so I can get them to him for Father's Day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I use them for the postage?
I would not recommend it. For those who are wondering, my dad is a stamp collector. So whenever certain people, friends of mine go out of the country, if I remember, I say, hey, go to a local post office, try to get a block of stamps, you know, the least expensive set you can get, $5, $10, $20, I'll pay you back. And he wants to collect those. So, yeah, he has lots of stamps.
That's really sweet.
So I used to collect stamps with him. When I was a kid, it was a thing that we used to do together. Yeah, I don't do it anymore.
Yeah.
But besides that, I'm also, so my boys go back to school. I'm taking a course, almost done with a course for Keyboard Maestro. I told you, I want to learn a new language. This is not quite a language, but it's in between as far as it's some scripting. So there's going to be some language in there eventually, or I can't think of it. Actually, there's partly a language in there, but I can't think of what it's called right now. Some variables and stuff like that. But it's interesting.
Is it? It is.
And my new site's coming along for the new podcast.
I'm sorry, what?
I mentioned it like two episodes back.
So that's all this was? That's all this Get Options podcasting thing? This was just like
a stepping stone.
This was just like the warm-up round for you? This was just practice?
Well, no.
Are you going to leave me high and dry
when
you start this new and better podcast?
No, the new podcast is going to be interesting. It's going to be a lot of user-generated content. It'll be much easier for me to manage. So you'll see. It's cool.
Yeah. Okay.
And speaking of podcasts, do you know who Henry Rollins is?
That name sounds familiar.
He was in Black Flag back in the 70s, a punk rock band. He's on Spoken Word. He's on KCRW.
Uh-huh.
It's a big music head kind of guy. Anyway, he started a new podcast over on KCRW in California. It's a 4-hour podcast.
Holy cow.
It's like, yeah, it's the quarantine music podcast or something. It's pretty interesting. So I'm going to start listening to that. So
that's rad.
I'm going to try to listen to it. I mean, 4 hours for one show. Well, episode one is 4 hours. Anyway.
So. You're all about all this like digital stuff right now. And here I am being as like away from the keyboard as I can possibly be.
Yeah, you're building that chicken coop.
Yeah, when I'm not on work time or recording this fine podcast with you, there was no screen in sight.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's great. It's great. I'm out there building a chicken coop in the garage, and I'd say it's going fairly well, although I'm not an expert.
Right.
My dad is a really good carpenter, and I didn't get that. And so things are a little wonky, and as I'm trying to put the pieces together and make them fit, my wife comes and says, it's crooked. And I say, no, it's not.
I don't think the chickens will, I mean, as long as the eggs roll the right way, like out where you can get to them, they don't like, you know, they don't break. I think it's not a big deal. Crooked or not.
I know.
It can be crooked. It just needs to be level.
Yeah. I'm not sure like which is more frustrating, right? Like building this or like hearing, programming.
Oh. Or I was gonna say, or hearing from Ashley that it's crooked.
No. Just creating something like this. It's for me, it's like a very similar exercise.
Right.
I'm making something from nothing. A lot of times I have to backspace and destroy, like throw away a lot of work that I wasted time on because it was misguided from the start. It takes a lot more time thinking. I'm just like sitting there and staring at either the screen or the materials for a long time.
Right.
And then a little bit of time of assembling.
it's usually the way it is. Even running a small business, it's like I remember when I was doing more photography work, I would spend, you know, when you first start doing photography work, you shoot a lot of photos, you know, you do a lot of events, whatever it is. Eventually you shoot, the actual event is like 20% of the work. The rest is just running the business, getting work, processing it, taking calls, all that stuff, you know?
Right. Yeah.
I would love to have like skills in woodworking, a wood shop.
Yeah.
Dustin does. Dustin, our friend Dustin on the show, and Dustin Hartzler, he's a really good carpenter, in my opinion. And I think it has an engineering background. I think that helps him as well.
He's building
a mud room. Yeah, he's pretty cool. So, but you should ask him about the most recent project that fell out of the back of his truck. I'll just leave it at that.
Oh, I got to ask about that.
Yeah. So that's really all that's going on. So you got the chicken coop. I got school starting for the kids. Yeah. Okay. Well, good. Right on.
This is the point at which we do talk about everything that's new.
All right, so this is in the news section. I put this here. I wanted to ask you real quick. You know, as we are going through this whole COVID-19 coronavirus thing, small businesses are taking a hit. It's crazy. So I was curious, you know, you work for a small business, a small company, not that small technically, but, you know, small in the sense of it's an independent company. You know, is Sandhills doing anything special to mitigate expenses, salaries, and or you guys are going to apply for that in any of those SBA programs? Because you're in operations, if you can share. If you can't, I get that too. I was just curious, like, what's your take on it from a business perspective as an operations director of ops?
Yeah. And every time you ask me a question like this that is specific, I like to try and expand it to be applicable to anybody listening who doesn't care about our business.
But they do. I think you're wrong. I think they do care about your business because it's a definite leader in our industry, and we can take something from it.
Okay.
So you're wrong.
Well,
right off the bat, you're wrong.
Let's see. Over at Sand Hills, for the software side of the business, the changes are as follows. Almost everyone has been severely distracted, and productivity has been adversely affected by the crisis.
Right.
Some people have had to take extra time off. Some people have had a difficult time with it. But all things considered, Sand Hills Development, I think, is uniquely equipped to deal with this sort of situation. We have 26 employees right now, and everyone is remote and gets to work from home. But actually, a lot of those who have partners at home, many of them also work from home if they are employed in a similar fashion. And the majority of the children being raised by employees in the company are homeschooled. And so this, you could hardly find a company that is more well-equipped to right. weather a storm like this.
Good. And I would think sales might be up because people may now want to put together some sort of website that has an e-commerce or, you know, restrict content, something that would make sense. EDD.
Right. Have you guys talked about this? Because March actually was pretty good for sales. Mm. And, you know, I haven't dove into it at great length. But my hypothesis is that some of our products definitely have a large user base made up of people running a side project. And people like that in a situation like that who suddenly find their primary income or job, you know, temporarily suspended, or they're at home with more time on their hands than they expected. Well, what happens? Now they decide, I'm going to work on my side project a little more. And that can mean picking up some new extensions or some new plugins and so on. So I'm not too surprised that in the short term, we have not been significantly impacted from a business standpoint. Now, we definitely are trying to be very mindful of the future. And there are some initiatives which we have decided temporarily to like hold on or shift our attention in other directions because of the uncertainty of these times.
Right.
But that it's still big picture stuff. So day to day, very similar. Now the brewery side of the business, that is much more directly and obviously affected.
Are you connected to that as well as for ops and Sandhills? Because you're Sandhills Development, or you're not really part of Sandhills Brewing, or are you? You personally?
Yeah. No. The clearest and simplest answer is no.
Okay. It's okay. Yeah.
No like active involvement
right,
in
right.
anything that has to.
You just
do
drink
with
the beer when you get some.
I drink the beer,
okay.
And we see financial reports, and we can help in any way that we can.
Right, right.
Because it's still there's a relationship between the companies, but mm-hmm. But that company is working within any available resources and means that provided by the state of Kansas or the federal government to help get through this period where obviously sales have dramatically declined. It's still permissible to have, I believe in the state of Kansas, as my latest information is that it's still possible for there to be like pickup orders.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you can like go on the website and you could do this now if you wanted to, if you can order some beer online and then you can go pick it up.
Right. I'm looking at the website right now. You can actually do that. Yeah. Actually,
right.
Would you do me a favor and go get me some of that Sparrow Dark Mild and some Barrel Owl? Barred Owl. Sorry. I'm a little sad that Dark Mild, that Sparrow, is only 3.5. That's unfortunate.
Well, give me the strong stuff. If it doesn't knock me out of my seat.
Well, the reason I say that is because, you know, I had that milk stout. The, what was it?
Dragon's Mouth.
The Dragon's Mouth. Yeah. That was 11%. That was amazing. 2 nights ago. Yeah. Oh, man. So I'm still like grinning from it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I don't know if I answered your question
you did.
Very well.
So, let me ask you just to wrap up this little topic here. So, there's no need at the moment. So, Sandhills has no real need to do the SBA loan for lower percentage, like 3.75, and/or the payroll protection program. I mean, do you think?
For the software side of the business, no.
Okay. Cool. Well, it's good. That's encouraging. I mean, it's good. I mean, I'm happy. That's good that you don't need to take that on, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I'm taking it. I applied for it.
That's
well,
great.
Well, I applied for the SBA because it's like up to $10,000. That becomes, it's just a loan at 3.75%, which is, you know, up to 30 years to pay it back, blah, blah, blah. If I can refinance one of my other loans, but that way, then yeah, why not? It's smart.
Why not? It is smart. You are smart.
The payroll one is interesting for me because I'm just actually switching over systems and whatnot. So I'm actually going to apply for that also through Chase on Monday, I think, to see if I can't get, you know, a couple months of my income covered, you know. But at the same token, right now, you know, I'm working. Things are going well, you know. So Ellen, that's the problem. Ellen's just went back to work, by the way, today. She's healthy, knock on wood, and she's fine.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So she left. She'll be back on Wednesday. Actually, she'll be back the day this episode comes out. So, yeah.
I'm so curious how that will go and what it's like.
Yeah.
Super curious.
I'll let you know. Okay. Well, cool. Cool little update for the SBA. If anyone has comments or questions regarding SBA or any of that kind of thing for small businesses, let us know. We'll research it for you. We will help you out the best we can. So let us know.
Sure.
Yeah.
What you wearing, what you reading, what you drinking now? What you wearing, what you reading, what you drinking now?
All right, I'll go first since I'm prepared on this one. I'm wearing WordCamp Dayton baseball shirt. The like half sleeve thing, three quarter sleeve. I'm drinking a vodka cranberry, which is almost gone. There's a sound effect for you. Here's vodka cranberry on the rocks because it's mostly gone because somebody was a little late today to the show.
Oh my gosh.
I'm already one and a half in. So this is like, yeah. So I'm feeling pretty good. The rest of the show is going to get great. And I'm still reading. I dove back in. I took a little break from good to great. It's a lot more. A lot more stats in this book, and it's a lot thicker and dense, more dense in data than I expected it to be. So it's not like here's how to be great. there's a lot of research in it. So I'm like I'm slowing my process of reading this down and taking some notes. It's interesting. So there you have it. And here's my vodka cranberry. One more time, because we're recording this not first thing in the morning.
Yeah. Okay. Well, cool. Good stuff. Sorry about being late.
That's good. The vodka's on the bottom there. Yeah.
I'm wearing a WordCamp Ann Arbor 2017 hoodie,
mm-hmm.
a Pantheon hat, a Flight of the Conchords t-shirt, which you gave me.
That's right.
Yeah. It's like the political one. It has Brett Germain's 16, is that right?
Yeah, 2016. Yeah, that's awesome.
2016. Right. Yeah. And some MongoDB socks. And I'm actually sipping on some Jose Cuervo.
Wow. I can smell that from here.
Can you?
Yeah.
Can you?
I can't do tequila much anymore.
Yeah. Well, I listened to like the Matt Mullenweg appearance on Tim Ferriss' podcast. Yeah. And they talk all about drinking nice tequila and
supposed to sip them. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. And you're still reading? Right.
I'm still reading The Wastelands
right on.
By Stephen King.
Cool. All right. Well, enjoy the Cuervo. Shall we clink? How can we clink together? One.
Oh, man.
Two. Oh. Three. Clink. Okay. Good enough. All right. Cheers.
Cheers. Bottoms up.
Bottoms up. All right. Hey, Kyle, guess what time it is?
Oh, shoot. It's time for me to write some thank you cards to some very nice people who have been wonderfully supportive during this time of crisis. In particular, thank you, Sarah, for sending me a great book. Sarah Dunn sent me something that I wanted to read, and it was really sweet, and it's going to help me get through this time.
Nice. Okay. So it's also... That's right. It's questions time. You sent them in. We read them. We researched them. And now it's time to give you some options. Options. You want to ask that first one?
Heather writes us, oh man.
I wish this was video at this point. That's good.
I haven't had straight tequila.
Yeah, since breakfast.
Yeah, I know. Heather writes us and asks, how do I find good contractors to work with? Well, I don't know, Heather. How do you find good contractors?
Okay, I have a couple options here. Well, first and foremost, it depends on the type of contractor you're looking for. I mean, are you looking to do kitchen work, bathroom, backyard, concrete? And then from there, you're going to want to ask your neighbors, your friends for recommendations. If that doesn't work, maybe people at church will know somebody who can do some good contract work for you.
Okay.
Or if that doesn't work, head over to the local Lowe's or Home Depot and ask them. And if that doesn't work, then just kind of find someone who looks like a contractor in the parking lot and say, hey, are you good?
Yeah, I'm good.
That's how I would find a what kind of contractors was she asking about?
Yeah,
did I take this the wrong is this the wrong show?
Oh my goodness.
Oh my gosh.
That's
terrible. I misread this. I totally misunderstood the question.
You totally didn't do that.
Do you have any options?
I think we've got I think one option is that we edit some stuff out in post, but
wow.
Yeah.
I mean you.
Okay. Well, I get it. I think that Heather deserves the truth, the honest truth. And now the important thing, Heather, listen.
You can't handle the truth. Man, this vodka is strong.
Yeah. This tequila, which I think is, you know, why I'm getting loose with my lips here, and I might get in trouble for this, but you didn't hear this from me. You understand? All right. Here's what you need to do, Heather. You need to follow these instructions to the letter to find a good contractor. There's a secret to it, and I'll tell you because I know. You need to rent a nondescript sedan. You need to drive it down to Gina's Diner over on Fifth Ave. Park in the back. Make sure to wear comfortable shoes. Go in the side door, the one that is unmarked. All right, that's important. There's going to be a guy in there sorting tools in a workshop, and he'll pretend not to notice you. Don't approach him. Just ask if you can borrow a 5/8 wrench. He'll give you a key, which you need to take to storage locker 674 in the facility over on Darwin. And in that locker, you'll find a file cabinet, which has a single notebook with handwritten phone numbers and call signs. The call sign for the web dev contractor, which maybe that's the one you're looking for. I don't know. You didn't specify. But for the web dev contractor, I can't say. I can't tell you what it is, but it will make sense when you see it. All right.
Are you sure you can't say the name? Go ahead and say the name. We could always bleep it out if we don't get permission.
No, I can't. I could get in so much trouble.
Well, I think the name rhymes with Matt. No, wait.
The call sign, you'll know it when you see it. Okay. Call that number and do not bring up money. The person who answers the phone will solve all your problems. All right. Now, again, you didn't hear that from me. That's the secret to finding good contractors.
Kyle Maurer, Jackson, Michigan. That's where you heard it. Okay. That is an option. The other option, which I think is a little bit more, my other option for you, what was her name? Oh, Heather, sorry, is word of mouth. You know, I think getting people based on word of mouth, reaching out to people you trust in the community for referrals who can deliver based on experience and budget and who are really good communicators is what you want to go with. Why is that so funny?
I don't know. I was just thinking about how silly word of mouth is. It's like as a
can I tell you an expression. I actually looked it up. There is actually, if I can hold on, word of mouth. There is a website. I'll put this in the show notes. There's a WordPress website. It's like on WordPress.com called Word of Mouth, but it hasn't been touched in forever.
Oh man,
it's terrible. By the way.
It's such a, isn't it silly? Maybe it's just the tequila here, but I just like word of mouth. Like what other kinds of words would there be? Word of nose. Like,
well, if you're not speaking, maybe word of fingers.
Word maybe of fingers.
Word of sign language. Words of sign. I mean, it reminds me of the thought when if someone who is deaf, if they're signing, if they know ASL, and they're speaking while they're eating at dinner, are they not speaking with their mouth full? I'm sorry, this is bad. No, this is vodka.
Oh my gosh. I don't know if we're gonna make it to the end of this.
I don't
episode.
Know. All right. Well, I just have word of mouth as the way I worded it there. I mean, the way I've said it, I'm good with my two options.
Word of mouth. I guess that's a good option. Yeah. Like just find people, you know, that's how you find good people is by finding them.
It's got to be referral based.
One tip that I have, mm-hmm. maybe that, I mean, I only bring it up because Adam stated the obvious and I've got to go and state something else. It's never going to be as good as Adam's tip, but my tip is you said, how do I find good contractors to work with? And I'm choosing to emphasize the word good. And for that, how about you increase your budget?
Okay.
There you go.
Okay.
And that's pretty simple.
And
it all comes down to bidding higher for your projects. Bid every project so that you could afford to outsource all the work to a premium contractor. Just increase your budget. That is the key to unlocking the door, the secret door, to good contractors.
Well, I'm going to take that and run with it because I think I'm going to offer a third option where I'm going to use the word and the focus on here is find. So did you lose? Did you misplace?
Yeah.
The contractor you had that was good at one point? So I don't know. I mean...
Yeah. I'm going to emphasize the word I.
When you say I, do you mean you, your ego, the superego, the id?
So we had to figure out how Heather does this.
Right.
That's our answer to the question. It's a riddle.
Yes.
How do I
riddle me this?
Good contractors.
Right.
Oh, doggone it. I have to research how Heather does this.
Oh, man. Oh, man. We should do more afternoon shows for sure.
I'm stressed.
No, I'm not. I'm not. So.
I think with the right budget and some effort, you can find those rare contractors who make you look good. Not the ones who let you keep a little more profit from the project. Unfortunately, there's that. But the ones who claim that profit will make you look like a hero. You can choose to work with contractors who charge less, of course. But you should expect them to be unreliable and expect work that is acceptable but not amazing. Often you'll experience even worse. But I really think that this is the key missing element. Just bid higher on your projects and increase the budget allowance that you have for contractors, and you'll be able to work with some of those real premium providers. And it's so nice. It's game changing when you start to work with like the really, really good contractors, because they truly will make you look like a hero. Because your client at the end of the day doesn't care how the work is getting done, and they don't care, you know, like that. You worked through contractors and subcontractors and employees and friends and blah, blah, blah. They don't care about any of that.
They don't. But they do want, they just want the work done within budget and time frame. And I can give a testament to the fact that you want to make sure you don't pay somebody all of it up front. Whole separate story. For those of you who know what I'm talking about.
That is right. Yes. I think there are good sites now out there.
I will
Offer my testimonial for
Fiverr.
Codable.
Oh, Codable.
Oh, Fiverr. I didn't even think of that. I've paid for good gigs on Fiverr for what it's worth.
Yeah, yeah.
A few. And Codable is a good place. There are really good people working on Codable. Also, what's the one something about? Oh, TopTal.
TopTal. TopTal. TopTal. Yeah, TopTal.
TopTal for like talent.
Talents. Yeah, yeah. They're supposed to be amazing.
Yeah, there are some pretty fantastic providers on that site.
And there's one more, canyoustartyesterday.com.
Yeah.
That's a real site.
It's a real website.
And full disclosure, I built it, and it's mine. And it does its job, I would say, handful of times per year. People do use it, so.
All right.
Yeah.
And then maybe they'll start using it more now.
Hey, maybe. You never know. So.
Yeah.
This week's episode is brought to you by
Jose Cuervo
and Smirnoff. Okay. All right. So question two. So I guess I'm going to read this one here. I think I'm going to read it this way, though. This was sent in by, do we have a name on this one? Oh, Steven. Steven M. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I see. Okay. Here we go. Yeah. Steven says, I just wanted to ask if you would be interested in getting external help with graphic design. We do design work, all design work, like banners, advertisements, photo edits, logos, flyers, etc. for a fixed monthly fee.
Fixed monthly fee!
We don't charge for each task. What kind of work do you need on a regular basis?
Regular basis!
Let me know and I'll share my portfolio with you.
Only you!
I love it. That was well done. Yeah, so clearly this Steven doesn't listen to our show. So this came into the contact form. But I do have an answer for Steven real quick, because we'd like to.
Oh, good.
Yeah, okay. I do have an answer. Yes, Steven M., please share. But keep in mind that I'm only listening to audiobook portfolios these days.
Audiobook portfolios? Cool.
And if it's in a print format, it has to be in the Yellow Pages. So you have to take out an ad there first, and that way I will review your portfolio.
Oh. Okay. I was just going to say no.
All right. So, good. Segments. We have a time for a segment. We do have plenty of time for a segment. This one is one of the more stressful ones. And ironically enough, it's called Word Stress.
You're not going to play the thing?
Do I have a thing?
You forgot about it. I think you just deleted it because you didn't like it.
I don't think I have it.
I mean, it wasn't my best work. Oh. I admit.
You know what? I had to remove it. I did remove it by accident. I can go get it, but I'm not going to.
It's not that important. Okay. It wasn't that good. It was like worse than my normal bumpers.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Sorry. I don't I don't see it here in my playlist. So.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe we need to just like make up new games anyway.
Okay. Yeah. But, okay. So we're going to play Word Stress. This is where we say a word, which is something that comes to mind quickly and it goes back and forth. It's kind of a. It's slightly stressful.
Word association.
Word association
game. And if I remember right, the rule is you can only say in response something that is one of I think there's four categories.
Oh.
Okay. You can say a person, a place, a company, or an occupation. So I say an example. I name a person. I say Adam Silver. You would have the option to respond with either the place, like Cary or North Carolina or something like that. Mm-hmm. Not broad enough, like the world or even the United States is probably unfair. Or you could say your occupation or what was the other? Or company, mm-hmm. one of your 32 brands.
Yes. Okay.
Right. Okay. So those are your four options that you can respond with, okay. And you've got 5 seconds to do it.
Yeah, and I have, so I, just so you know, I have five ready to go. You should have, I mean, I don't know how many do you have ready.
Well, I have four. Picked one in each category.
Oh, nice. Okay, I did.
I can make up another.
That's fine. Yeah, I can always remove one, so okay. So you want to go first? Want me to go first?
You go first.
Okay, first one is, this is going to be easy for you. This game you'll do well
right,
with.
Right, that's okay, that's okay.
We'll yeah. just okay.
see where it goes.
Genesis.
Studio Press.
Ooh, okay. So I have to keep going until you lose.
Yes.
It. Okay.
All right.
Baby chickens.
Wait, no.
You
have to build on Studio Press.
Oh, it's right. Okay, this is what makes this hard and stressful. Right, okay.
Right.
Studio Press.
We have to keep a chain going
right.
until one of us drops it.
Okay, Mullenweg.
Oh, you're starting a new one.
No. Studio Press. Studio Press would go. No, I'm wrong. I'm thinking the wrong one. Genesis,
okay.
Studio Press. Okay, Genesis, Studio Press, WP Engine.
Oh, okay. Jason Cohen.
Flywheel.
Nebraska.
Ooh, well played. Okay, I'm out. That's good. You did good. I see. Okay. Yeah.
Gotcha.
It goes this way, not that. Okay, that makes sense now. I always forget. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
All right. You want to go? Or you want me to do another one for you?
No, I'll give you one.
Okay.
I'll give you one. Okay. Tracy Apps.
Developer.
Yeah. All right. I'll give you that. I think.
Oh,
that
okay.
She has worked as a developer. Yeah.
Okay.
I think.
Bow tie.
Very design forward.
Bow tie.
Bow tie.
That's
okay. What am I gonna do with bow tie?
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
I'll take developer.
Okay. Developer.
I'll take developer.
Okay.
And I'll say. Steve Grunwell.
Liquid Web.
Michigan.
Joel Worsham. It's a stretch.
He doesn't live in Michigan.
No, but he did when I met him, and he worked for you.
That's a bit of a stretch.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll take it and just say Client Dash.
I'll say plugin developer. Repository.
What?
I'm out. I'm
what
out.
Are you talking about?
I don't know.
This one went off the rails.
Yeah, it did. All right.
Okay, you just start another one. Let's keep this one clean
okay.
and
okay.
abide by the rules.
Nosara.
Costa Rica Press.
Battle planning.
Battle planning. Ann Arbor.
Corey Miller.
Nice. Post status.
Brian Krosgaard.
Range.
Oh, damn it.
You're trying to think of a name.
Range. It's Sarah?
Yeah. Yeah.
Sarah something or another. Sarah, I don't know her last name.
Yeah.
Sarah.
It was Sarah Cannon.
Sarah Cannon.
Right.
Thank you for helping me on that one.
Oh, I shouldn't have given you that because now I don't know where to go with it.
I do. You say art museum or curator.
Yeah, but yeah, she is. But I'm going to go with WordCamp US.
Ooh.
Because she spoke there.
Right, okay.
Kind of sets you up for something.
WordCamp US. Philadelphia.
Mullenberg.
Mullenbeard. No, Gutenbeard.
that's a good one.
This is crazy. We're done.
Yeah. 5.0.
WP Drama.
Jeff Yablon.
Lawsuit.
Thesis.
Oh, there you go. Okay, you get it. You win. You won all the rounds. At least I remember that name, who that was. Whew.
You did remember.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a deep cut now.
That was.
For WP Drama. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that'll be the last time we play that game, probably.
Oh my
for
gosh.
A while. So, all right.
Okay.
Anything else? I think that's it. I think we should just think. Wow. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Bottoms up, man.
Bottoms
Cheers.
Up. Cheers. L'chaim. Yeah. Bing. So on that note, thank you for listening, dear listener. Be sure to email us any questions you have at questions@getoptionspodcast.com. Use the SpeakPipe feature on the website. You can find us online, Twitter primarily. Hey, where can they find us? Tell them where they are, where we are.
On the internet.
Okay.
Look us up.
@get_options. Kyle's at Mr. Kyle Maurer. I'm at Hey Adam Silver. We're on SoundCloud. @get_options. Say goodbye, Kyle.
Goodbye, Kyle?